Previously, on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast,
I have fallen deeply in love.
Is there a new restaurant open?
No! There is a man, a lonesome man. There is a man, and his name is Grizzly Tom, and he is, you see him over there, Kendall, he's working the cotton candy baler.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's working the cotton candy baler. He looks
dropping this news right here on the air.
He looks in front of me a lot like Jake Gyllenhaal if
he had a beard
and gained 50 pounds and was 20 years older. And
I can see it.
Well, and that part of his face is a little droopy, but
yeah.
You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
The Christmas party in the studio.
Oh, it's gonna be a hopping party, Cliff. I'm so excited.
Gonna be hopping. The party's gonna be hopping. Merry Christmas.
No one has arrived yet, but
they're not here. But you know, nobody wants to make a hasty early entrance.
And don't you hate being the first person?
I do. I hate being the first person.
I hate being all the people.
I hate going to most parties. Uh-huh. What I hate most about parties is, for example, when we went to that party at Lenny's house.
Uh-huh.
You go to Lenny, you've been like, Lenny, I've been here for 2 hours. Lenny, I gotta go.
You haven't even seen him because he's been, you know, with all his
Which
guests.
Is understandable. That's how the host works.
Right.
That's how it goes.
That's how when we host, we know that.
Hell yeah. People come to see our show. It's not like we can talk to them. We've got to talk to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, and then Lenny gives you the hassle for leaving.
Like, oh, Lenny got to head out. He's like, you just got here.
Lenny, we've been here for hours. But anyway, Lenny, this is not Lenny to Lenny, Christmas to Christmas. This is Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast, internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye.
99
in Busheltown. Good morning if you're listening live, and Merry Christmas. It's the Christmas season.
It is. Oh, Cliff, it's such a great Christmas season. It's our 8th Christmas on the air.
Whoa. 2007, whoa, we started this. Kendo, can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe it.
So many years come and gone so fast.
No one can quite believe it. They're like, wait, this has been on 8 years?
They're still making this? Is the response we get most often.
Yes, there are a lot of responses.
Well, that comes in second only to, wait, you host a show?
We do.
Who?
Lenny keeps asking.
What? Yeah. All right. Oh, what? There's a fax over here. All right. Let's see. We got something here. Oh. Let's see. Dear Cliff and Kendall, thanks for the party invite. Oh, party invitation. Ooh. This is probably somebody RSVPing that they're on the way from their Carfax machine.
Just leaving the office.
Yeah. Sorry. I can't. Dolores says she can't come. She's got 13 kids she's got to take to get ADHD medicine refilled.
I figured Dolores wouldn't come. I mean, I love her, but...
She came last year. Why wouldn't she come this year?
Well, because Dolores... You know Dolores.
I mean,
she's a busy woman.
Well, she's a big star.
That's okay.
I felt like we were coming up. And
well, we got plenty
stars.
Of other guests. We got plenty of other guests.
Yeah,
we're going to have a hopping good time.
Got this whole guest list here.
Look at all those people.
Mrs. Pussy Bottom, Crockpot, everybody.
Becky.
We sent out invitations. Charles the Contractor sent out invitations weeks ago for this huge party that's coming.
Who's that?
That's the Erotic Bakery.
People. Oh, I couldn't. Oh, sorry. I couldn't read your handwriting.
Oh, moron. Get your fucking eyes checked. This is a Christmas party. I'm really sad about Dolores. Sorry, I didn't mean to take all of that out on you.
As you normally do. I'm used to it.
You fat bloated idiot.
There it comes.
Just kidding. That is just, I'm just joshing with you. That's just a little Christmas josh.
Well, now I have to go eat a whole cake to recover from that.
Oh, Canada, be silly. Wait, what? Oh, Austin?
Uh-huh.
Austin, yeah, I saw that light flash by on the wall. Was that somebody?
No.
No, it's not somebody pulling in?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I saw car lights.
Well, we have to greet our
reflected
first guest,
off the wall.
If we have to go away for just a second to greet when someone comes in,
okay.
Sorry,
in advance.
All right, Cliff.
Change.
I'm really excited about all this food over there. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn has been strictly saying we can't touch any of it until the guests get here.
I know, even Mr. Snodbottom, she got onto him so hard he was eating a bowl of his bowel pudding.
Ugh.
And she thought it was the figgy pudding from the table over there, the food table. And she was laying into him earlier, but he had to, you know, say no, it's the bowel pudding is prescribed by the doctor.
And I kept singing that song, bring us some bowel pudding, and he hated it. He was so mad.
Bowel pudding. He doesn't like it when you bring up the bowel.
Well, I can't help it.
He's touchy about it after all these years.
I know. You'd think he'd be used to it.
Well, it's Christmas and
we're all in misery.
In misery. All right, Kendall, let's do a Christmas segment here since nobody's here at the party yet. Mm-hmm. How's the bouts? We're not shout outs because I want to shout out to some of our guests that are coming. Let's do the Christmas community calendar.
All right.
Here in Busheltown.
It's Christmas community calendar.
What's going on in Busheltown around Christmas?
Well, around Christmas, Cliff, one of the things that's happening is.
Around here. Remember that song?
Around here?
Around here. It's Counting Crows.
I don't remember that one. Ugh. It just keeps getting better and better.
I'm just kidding. I feel like the listeners love a singer.
All this Christmas spirit floating around the studio.
You know what? Here's the deal. I don't know what the hell you were about to say, but I got to.
I don't care.
I got something to say in here. You know what? Honestly, there are too many people who we've loved and lost and are in heaven now, like our beloved Joan Rivers, and they're gone. And if they are gone, then by God, I'm going to live for love and also live for them. I'm going to do the things that they would have done. So I'm going to zing ya like Joan would do, Kendall.
What was your excuse before Joan died?
I was just emulating an icon.
Okay. Cliff, coming
don't,
up.
Don't you find that? You do. You know, you have to live. You have to, for the people that are gone, that gives you a fire in the belly to say, hey, we got to live. There's no excuse, Kendall, for wasting a minute of this life.
There is no excuse for wasting life. We gotta get on the life train, Cliff.
Get on. Come on.
Well, see, I feel bad saying this because I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't waste life, and then I go home and do nothing.
I know, but at least don't waste it being miserable while you do nothing.
Right.
Which is what I do. Making my own self miserable.
Well, I'm still being hypocritical.
Yeah. But I really do consciously try. I'm trying.
I do too. We're living for love.
I'm living for love. I'm living.
16 is all about living for love.
For Topher and Sebastian and Tyler, who have gone before us, who for Mr. Sheriff Frogblast.
Mr. Sheriff Frogblast.
And that's what I like to call him. A little extra respect never hurt anybody, yeah. Kendall.
Why not?
Sorry. Something you maybe could learn, you fat idiot.
All right, Cliff. Here on the community calendar.
These are just singers, Mr. Snobbom. I know it's not that he's giving us a look.
I can smell it from here.
Go back and have your bowel pudding.
Always angry. Uh-oh. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, Cliff. She is going to be at the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts for their annual production of A Christmas Carol.
Mm.
I'm so excited about this. She is going to be playing Christmas Present.
Christmas
Something
Present.
She knows a little bit about.
How wonderful for her.
I'm excited to go see her.
I hope that is not the musical version, because I'm sure if it were, they would have offered me the part.
And that's why they didn't.
Oh,
because it's not musical. Because it's not musical. All right. As long as there's no songs, then I'm missing out. Because, you know, don't hide your light under a bushel. I'm just trying to share.
Let your light shine, Clue.
The gifts that I've been given. All right. Anyway, community calendar. It's Christmas, Busheltown. Here we go. Speaking of something I am interested to see. Kendall. You know, people love like a candlelight service at Christmas. They love, everybody looks better in candlelight. And somebody finally is incorporating that into a big sale at a store. It's the place where everybody...
Candlelight sale?
Yeah, it's candlelight shopping. It's
really?
Now, it's this week, this whole week, 7 days, starting today. It's the place everybody in town goes for their paper goods. It's the Busheltown Paper Goods Store. And so it's BYOC. You bring a candle, you light it up in there, you shop around, fill your cart with all the paper goods you need, then check out and go home, and you feel like you've had like a reverent sort of Christmas shopping experience. Well, I can imagine. I would love it.
When I think of candlelight, I think of paper.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe I'm going to go get some Christmas cards, maybe some Christmas wrapping paper there.
I think I'm going to bring my own extinguisher, mm-hmm. just in case. Mm-hmm.
All right, negative Nelly over here.
I've gotten pessimistic in my older age. Uh-oh. Get off my lawn.
8 years after we start the show, very briefly, I have to say we have switched places.
I know, we should listen to like the first episode and the last episode back to back.
So many ways we have just flip-flopped.
The Heritage Ball down here in Busheltown.
The Heritage Ball?
Yes.
I don't know about that. What's that about?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you about.
What the hell is that about?
It's in honor of the founding fathers here at Busheltown, Cliff. They have it every year. I don't know how you missed it. It includes...
Probably because it sounds like some kind of white supremacist.
No, Cliff. Well, we're in Busheltown.
Is this the daughters of the Busheltown Revolution?
No. It includes a craft cocktail hour, Cliff. You know we love crafts. We know we love cocktails. Farm to fork menu.
That means your food came from a farm.
Your food came from a farm.
Your food was grown.
By Bushel's own resident chef here in town.
Bushel's own resident chef.
I mean, Busheltown's resident. Bushel's own. they have a silent auction and dynamic performances by two live bands.
It sounds dynamic.
That's just what the brochure says.
That sounds damn dynamic to me. I want everybody to get their minds into the gutter, because guess what? Starbucks may be taking the Christ out of Christmas, but the XXX is staying in XXXmas, thanks to who but our friends at the Erotic Bakery. The spicy jiggle over here. They are here, and they want everybody to know that they have holiday-themed genitalia desserts in stock, and they're going to be all the way through the new year. And I'm not even going to list the many holiday genitals you can think of on your own. Think of a holiday figure and their genitals, and they are for sale at the Spicy Jiggle. So come on down.
You know, Cliff, I never knew before we moved to Busheltown how much time we would spend in an erotic bakery. I know.
It's all about proximity. If you don't work near an erotic bakery, you don't find yourself going to one all the time.
Yeah, but we need things to eat, and it just happens to be close by.
It happens to be close by.
Cliff, you know, they're also having ice skating. Down in the downtown town square all next week.
Oh, my.
It's going to be great. Or all this week, rather. Not all next week.
All this
week. It'll be over.
Oh, that'd be sad.
No, Cliff, it's not time for the sad music.
Oh, Kendall, there's a fax. Let's...
Who's it from?
I'm playing Sister Mary Mildred here. I feel like it's probably from... Sister Mary Mildred. And it's probably her saying, I knew I would be late and I am. So let's see.
Wouldn't she have sent it earlier, though?
Well, not from Sister Mary Mildred. Oh, this is from... No, this is from... Oh, my God. This is from Lenny. Speaking of the devil.
Oh, Lenny.
Lenny, who won't let us leave his damn party. He can't even be bothered.
Hey, excuse me. He's not coming to our party.
Said he can't come. He said there was an emergency infestation at the children's home. You know,
we have an infestation.
They always have lice. What is he running over there for?
We have an infestation of loneliness over here.
Oh.
And what are we going to do about the rats inside the breadbasket?
Charles was gathering those up. Did he get the ones that were living in your desk?
No. When has he ever done anything for me?
He often has done many things for you. You act like he wasn't even in a coma. This whole year.
I don't want to talk about it. But are there any more calendar events in Busheltown?
No.
All right, good, because I got to take a break, Cliff. I've got to take a break. I got to find out what's going on and where all of our guests are.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
If anybody loves trains, it's me, Johnny Cash. You know, if your boy's under 10 like mine is, he needs a big Lionel like this Black River Freight. Lionel also makes HO gauge trains for older kids like this Burlington 181. But for smaller hands, the big Lionel is easier to handle and put on the track. This Christmas, get your boy a train that's built for the way young boys play. A big, rugged Lionel. Lionel, the big train for small hands.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall coast to coast.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase.
Two kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
No, it says Terry the Temp. She's not even coming either.
This is ridiculous.
Terry the Temp. Now, Sister Mary Mildred just faxed.
Where's Terry at?
Austin, get in here. Austin, are you sure that you printed those invitations correctly?
Yes.
You have the right date on them? Austin?
Yes.
Are you really sure?
Yes.
Maybe you should bring us one.
Just bring us one in here. Come on.
Okay.
All right, that'll... Yeah.
Hello, tears. I just checked around back again to make sure no one was parking out there, dear. There's no one to be found.
No, I nearly tripped over a tumbleweed.
Has anyone heard from Dr. Blathers?
I'm afraid I heard from him earlier, dear. Didn't I tell you, dear?
No, dear, of course you didn't.
Well, he called earlier, and he said he was going to be unable to attend the party.
Dr. Blathers is not coming?
Yes, he said he had parked his car between two other closely parked vehicles, and he was unable to open the doors and or climb out the window.
Well,
no, this is
like...
terrible, dear. It's awful, dear.
This is so annoying that stupid... people and things like Dr. Blathers parking too close to a car to get out so he can't come to the party. Sister Mary Mildred, she said she got her whole habit stuck in one of those revolving doors down at the strip mall. And all
And Lenny. Get me started.
Oh, don't get me started. Well, but I'm so glad you guys came in here. I'm glad this will pick up our party spirits.
Oh, of course, dear. And I know it's very hard to hold off on the food, dear, but would you wait just a little longer, dear, for our first guest?
But it looks so good. And what about the hot stuff? Is it going to get cold?
Oh, no, dear. I've got it in a perfect crock pot I borrowed from Crock Pot.
Of course, you think my beautiful wife, Mrs. Butter Butter Butter, would allow food to grow cold, boy?
I didn't think it for a minute.
Of course not. Oh, which, by the way, I just received a textual message from Crockpot. It seems she won't be able to attend the party either, but...
No, not Crockpot, dear.
Seems she had to take some sort of kitchen appliance to the fix-it shop.
Oh, dear, this is awful. Oh, dear, well, we're going to go see what we can do, dear, and get some more things ready.
Wait, dear. Stop right there, dear.
What is it, dear?
I'm afraid, in the midst of all of the party goings on, you've forgotten that we've prepared a ditty for our beautiful daughter, Fonky.
Oh, my dear, I did forget, dear, but I was hoping to share it with everyone, dear, and I don't know where my mind is.
Well, I know you guys wanted to wait, and you wanted everybody to hear it and tear up and everything, but I...
But we will tear up more than anyone.
Well, I mean, the show is only going to last so much longer, and so why don't you just go ahead... Sing it. What were you going to do? What was it?
Oh, well, dear, we wanted to sing a song for our lovely Fonky, dear. We were going to sing Away in a Manger.
My beautiful daughter celebrating 1 year as a beautiful family unit, dear.
Dear, we've had such a wonderful year and been through so much already, dear.
Oh, well, I can tell that you
I
have.
I think it's going to be wonderful.
All right, well, why don't you just sing it for us? If you need a note, here it is.
Okay, dear.
Crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Wait, guys, stop. Stop, there's facts coming through.
Oh, dear, oh my.
It's on sanitarium letterhead. And this...
Oh, this must be... What is this, dear?
Sorry, guys. I can't come to the party. or leave the sanitarium. Hee haw and Merry Christmas. This is from Becky, our old assistant.
Who's, no, dear, not Becky. Not sweet porn. This is Becky.
It had been so long since we'd seen her. I was, hung some tinsel for her. I hung a gift on the tree.
Dear, this
even
is,
Becky can't.
This is terrible. Come. Even I don't know what to do in such an etiquette situation with no one coming, dear.
Oh, no.
Who is there left?
Dear, let's go out and make some phone calls.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, I must go call Felicia Swan immediately.
Yes, I'll get Mrs. Pussybottom on the line.
Oh, dear. Yes, dear. Okay, toodaloo, dears. We're going to go find out what's going on.
This is ridiculous. Here Austin, here's the invitation. All right. This come to Cliff and Kendall this day. Well, here's the problem. This is the wrong day.
No, that's today.
And this, yeah, this is what time
is. This is right.
This was an hour ago.
There's no typo. Were these sent out? Did Charles the contractor send these out like he was supposed to?
Austin, did Charles the contractor send these out?
Where is Charles?
Where?
He couldn't even bother to come to the Christmas party either?
Who the hell knows? Charles, he's stuck in a damn chimney somewhere, no doubt.
Oh, it's not a chimney.
This is making me upset. This is upsetting me.
Let's just calm down. It's Christmas. We shouldn't be in such a bad mood.
All right.
You know what? I got an idea.
All right.
Let's tell some jokes. Some bad jokes.
Oh, that would
that
brighten
good old
the mood.
Segment from years past.
Yesteryear.
All right, it's time for some... Wait, how
and
can we start
that's
that?
That's not a joke.
Oh, and that's not a joke.
Whoa.
It's been so long, I forgot how to do it.
Whoa.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
Whoa. Do I have a Christmas joke for you?
Whoa.
Cliff, there was a... This happened over in Smackover.
Oh, my.
We're over in Smackover, and there's a nativity scene over there, Cliff, that showed great skill and talent had gone into creating this beautiful masterpiece. One small feature of it, though, were that the three wise men were wearing fire helmets, right? So, totally unable to come up with a reason or explanation, I ran into this person at the quick stop at the edge of town. It's a personal story here.
Okay. All right. If you say so. Okay. That just made me think. I just started thinking about... We've got to go over to the Presbyterian Church and see the entire nativity made from sparklers.
It's beautiful here.
We've got to go see that.
So anyway, Cliff, I stopped at the quick stop at the edge of town and I asked the lady behind the counter about the helmets. And she exploded into a rage yelling at me, "You stupid people over in Busheltown never read the Bible." And I said, "Well, yeah, no, we do." And they said, "But I never read anything about firemen in the Bible." And she jerked the Bible out from the counter, ruffled through the pages, and put her finger in the pages and stick it in my face. Said, "See, it says right here, the three wise men came from afar."
Whoa. Whoa.
And that is a bad joke.
I can't believe that actually happened to you. Kendall, what do you call Santa's helpers?
Oh, elves.
Subordinate clauses. Kendall, what's a good Christmas tip?
I don't know, Cliff.
Never catch snowflakes with your tongue until all the birds have gone south for the winter.
Oh.
Kendall, what is the snowman's breakfast?
Pancakes.
No, you big fatty. Frosted flakes.
Oh.
Oh, doesn't that sound... Wouldn't you love a bowl of frosted flakes?
I would love a bowl... Austin? No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
Cliff, why does Santa have three gardens?
Because, I don't know.
So he can ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho!
And Cliff, what says O, O, O?
Mirror reflection of ho, ho, ho.
Oh, close. It's Santa walking backwards.
Santa walking backwards. Kendall, on Christmas morning, the cowboy said what?
What did he say, Cliff?
Mooey Christmas. Kendall, what did Mary Poppins want from Santa?
Oh, a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Kendall, she wanted supercalifragilisticexpialidocious snowshoes.
Oh, so much better.
Kendall!
Cliff!
Yeah, you got another joke for me?
I don't have any more jokes. That's all I got.
Well, suck on these. Kendall, what's the most popular Christmas carol in the desert?
I don't know.
Oh, camel, ye faithful. Kendall, what did Snow White sing when she asserted her Christmas pictures were not yet developed?
What did she say?
Someday my prince will come. And finally,
Finally.
Kendall, finally for this section of Christmas bad jokes. What do the Pope and a Christmas tree have in common? Their balls are only for decoration.
Oh,
Kendall.
My, take that, Pope.
Oh, my. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, on the bio. Whoa.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Down to bio. Okay, Cliff. All That's right. all time for bad jokes. All right, great. Great, great, great. All
right. That's one more fact. I mean, this has got to be from somebody saying this. I bet this is from Cherry Whistleton, the real housewife of Whistleton.
Ooh.
You know, she is so classy, she would only reply by facts, you know. Dear Cliff and Kendall, have you thought about changing your long-distance fax service?
Oh, my God.
So, nothing.
Nope, she's not coming.
Another.
Is anybody coming? Mrs. Potter Butterson is shaking her head. About Felicia Swan.
No, what about Mrs. Pussy Bottom? Who she's must be right over in the main KBSH building. No. Mr. Snowdon shaking his head no.
Is that's everybody.
That's practically everybody. Well,
what do we do now? We should eat some of that food.
Kendall, it doesn't come from packages, boxes, or bags.
It comes from a food table.
Are you talking to me about Christmas?
You talking to me?
Wait, Kendall, are you... Is that a... Wait, is that a fax? Is that a fax for me? Nope. Is that you talking to me?
I'm not talking to you, Cliff.
You're not?
No, you must be, because I'm the only one here.
I'm the only one.
I'm the only fat show here, Cliff.
Kendall, it's time for Christmas. Are you talking to me?
Oh, I'm so excited. Hit me with one.
I'm so excited. That's not a Christmas one. That is Jesse from Saved by the Bell. All right, Kendall, here we go. Rats. Nobody sent me a Christmas card today. I almost wish there wasn't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it?
Oh, Cliff, is that Charlie Brown?
With Charlie Brown.
I love it.
Charlie Brown. Duh, 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 Charlie Brown.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind, and that's what's been changing. That's why I'm glad I'm here. Maybe I can do something about it.
Oh, Kendall. Reminds me of a miracle. It happened somewhere. It was either 3rd or 4th Street.
Oh, Cliff, you're close. 34th Street.
Oh, okay. Kendall, there's a certain magic that comes with the very first snow. For when the very first snow is also a Christmas snow, well, something wonderful is bound to happen.
Was that... Muppet Christmas Carol.
Frosty the Snowman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you watch that every year?
I do.
I love it.
But that line didn't come to me at the moment.
Well, it's because you're a bitch.
Okay, let's move on.
I'm so sorry.
Look.
To misdirect this anger.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know?
And that was Lucy from Charlie Brown Christmas.
Lucy Van Pelt.
Kendall, I have one wish for you this year, and it is this. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Oh, Cliff, was that from Home Alone?
Home Alone. How much do you love Home Alone?
I watched Home Alone last night.
I watched it as I put up a tree, and it is so wonderful. I absolutely love it. I love that one, I feel like, more and more.
Every year, I love it a little more.
Yeah.
As a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I do.
Cliff, I got one more for you.
Okay.
Christmas was on its way. Lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas upon which the entire kid year revolved.
It was some kind of a story about Christmas?
Kinda.
Okay. Kendall, I got this one for you, and I'd actually like to say this to all of our guests who have RSVP'd no.
Ooh.
Hey, if any of you are looking for any last minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like all of our invited guests right here tonight. I want them brought from the happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, d-less, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah. Holy shit.
Where's Tylenol?
Where's the Tylenol?
Love it, Cliff. That's, of course, Clark Griswold.
Christmas Vacation. Also, what's that? Put up a tree.
Christmas time's here.
And it's so good. I love it.
All right, Cliff. That was so much fun. We always seem to get the Christmas. Are you talking to me?
We every always time. Do. One more facts. here. Just one came more fax in.
To end them all.
I bet this is a fax saying that all of our guests are waiting for some kind of like surprise party.
Oh.
Maybe they rented out like a big room for us somewhere.
Oh, that'd be so nice. Are you in on this, Mrs. Butter Butter Butter?
And
sure.
No. But maybe it's partially for her too. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. This is a fax that says, "Come on down to the fairgrounds for the Christmas ornament and gun show." What? The fairgrounds is where the craft fair is. There can't be an ornament and gun show. That means
the craft fair's gone?
The craft fair's gone. Kendall, that means my lover, Grizzly Tom. He didn't leave. He wouldn't have left without calling me. Hold, you do something for a second. I've got to call him. Okay. I've got to call him really quick.
All right. Well, Oh, Cliff, you're calling so violently, though.
There's
a few shout-outs, I guess, I could give to some people while we're doing this.
Disconnect.
I wanted to give a shout-out to Dr. Blathers for being such a good listener.
Kendall's number's been disconnected.
Oh, gosh. This is terrible. Well, there's a lot of shit flying at us here on this Christmas.
Kendall, I thought finally at the age of 95 I'd found love.
First my birthday, now Christmas.
Kendall, nobody gives a goddamn about your birthday.
Oh, no.
What are we doing? What's happening? Is this a show?
I know, this is just sad. This is all very sad.
Is this
sad.
A show?
We had this song planned that we were going to sing.
We were going to sing. I'm not singing. With no guests, without my one true love here,
well,
I'm not singing.
Nobody's here to listen.
We were going to sing Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. Not that terrible. Not that terrible Paul McCartney one. An actually good song by the same title. And it was going to be great. And people were going to love it. But no. No.
But you can cancel a big finale number like this, but...
Oh, dear. You know it's not quite right to finish the show like that. Dear, we must go on at Christmas.
Listen, I've got something I've got to... I've got to sing something for Grizzly Tom, and you, why don't you guys go pack up that food, and let's just go back to my apartment above the fish hatchery, and we'll eat it, and we can watch Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, dear, that sounds like a lovely idea. We'll make the most of this Christmas yet, dear. Come on, Kendall, let's go get this food. Dear.
Yes, but don't eat it yet, boy.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Put it in the cooler, boy.
Oh, quite right, dear.
Oh, God.
Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings. Once again, choirs will be singing Silent Night. Oh, and Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. Grizzly Tom, if not for Christmas, by New Year's night, I'll be around friends and relations.
Ha!
Send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, but this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the one you love. Damn it! So won't you tell me you'll never more roam. Please, Christmas and New Year's, let it find you home. There'll be no sorrow, no grief and no pain, and I'll be happy, happy once again.
Grizzly Tom, I'll never forget how we met over the cotton candy baler. I'll never forget that look you gave me with your good eye and then your other droopier eye. I got nothing but sorrow, all grief and all pain. And it is Christmas, Christmas once again. I thought you were the one. And I'll never forget when you put that special part of yourself into the cotton candy machine. Your elbow. You were such a maverick. Wait up, guys. Wait for me. Save me some of that pudding.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.